This is from something called London 1940, which was written by Elizabeth Bowen. Early September morning in Oxford Street, the smell of charred dust hangs on what should be crystal pure air. Sun, just up, floods the once more innocent sky, strikes silver balloons and the intact building tops. The whole length of Oxford Street, west to east, is empty, looks polished like a ballroom, glitters with smashed glass. Down the distances, natural mists of morning are brown with the last of smoke. Fumes still come from the shell of a shop. At this corner, where the burst gas main flaming floors high made a scene like a hell in the night, you still feel heat. The silence is now the enormous thing. It appears to amaze the street. Sections and blocks have been roped off. There is no traffic. The men in the helmets say not a person may pass. Besides the high explosives that did the work, this quarter has been seeded with time bombs, so we are herded, waiting for those to go off. This is the top of Oxford Street, near where it joins the corner of Hyde Park at Marble Arch. We people have come up out of the ground, or out from the bottom floors of the damaged houses. We now see what we heard happen throughout the night. Roped away from the rest of London, we seem to be on an island. When shall we be taken off? Standing, as might the risen dead, in the doors of tombs, in the mouths of shelters, we have nothing to do but yawn at each other or down the void of streets, meanwhile rubbing the smoke smart deeper into our eyes with our dirty fists. It has been a dirty night. The side has been ripped off one near block. The open gash is nothing but dusty, colourless. Up there, the sun strikes a mirror over a mantelpiece. Shreds of a carpet sag out over the void. An ARP man already runs up the debris. We stare. Some of us are dressed, some of us are not. Pajama legs show below overcoats. There are some Poles who, having lost everything all over again, sit down whenever and wherever they can. They are our seniors in this experience. We cannot but watch them. There are two or three unmistakable pairs of disturbed lovers, making one think, oh yes, how odd, love. There are squads of ageless residents from aquarium-like private hotels just round the corner. There were the nomads of two or three nights ago who, having been bombed out of where they were, pitched on this part to be bombed out again. We are none of us, except perhaps the Poles, the very, very poor. Our predicament is not a great predicament. Girls stepping further into the light look into pocket mirrors. Gosh, they say, remotely. Two or three people have somehow begun walking when one time bomb goes off at Marble Arch. The street puffs itself empty, more glass splinters, everyone laughs. It is a fine morning and we are still alive.